Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. Talking about how Rachel had lunch yesterday with an old high school friend. Mm-hmm. And your life flashed before you because after hanging out with her, you're like, oh my God, am I not where I'm supposed to be in life?
Well, our life is so drastically different. Like, I'm 25. She doesn't even turn 25 until this coming weekend. And she already has a husband. She's got a baby. So, like, I just look at her Facebook and she's got, like, the Sears family portrait studio picture as her profile picture. And mine's at Martini's.
And popping bottles at the club.
I mean? So it kind of makes you stop. And I mean, I'm content. Like, I felt like, I was like, I have my life together. It's all good. But then you go see someone who's your age that you grew up with, and you're like, wait, should I be focusing on getting that going in my life? Do I need to, am I waiting too long or something? I don't know. It just makes you think.
Hey, good morning, Kathy. What would you like to say to Rachel?
I think Rachel needs to quit worrying about not having a boyfriend, because in 5 years, 10 years, that woman could have, like, 3 affairs because, you know, she rushed into something by the age of 25. Now, I have 3 boys, and I do not, and the oldest one is, you know, in the marriage category. I do not want him to get married until he has his career, his money in the bank, and his life together.
Amen.
See, I like that. It's just so weird because I feel so good about it. A lot of my friends up here, you know, they're not married, no kids, but it's like everyone from home, it's like I'm the last one standing.
But
so
it's all good. There's a lot of pressure,
me.
I think, especially for the ladies.
I'm from a small town, too, so that's kind of how everybody lives.
Hey, I
want
to say this.
Well, now you're in the big city, and you have to think of the big city life. So Carrie in Sacramento City.
Hey, there you go.
That's true.
You hold on until the right man comes along, and then everything's going to fall into place.
Mr. Big.
Amen. You have a good day, all right?
Yes. Thanks, you too.
Bye.
I think every lady would like a Mr. Big in her life from Sex and the City.
I'll
good
take
morning.
A Mr. Big
what's your name?
Angel.
Angel, I'm telling you, Rachel talks about this so much. I think sometimes you actually want a baby. You want to pop a baby out, Rachel. Let's just be honest with each other.
Don't let me throw my phone across this. You know I do not want a child, right? I can't even handle a boyfriend if I don't have one. I can't have dependents.
Hey, good morning. What would you like to say?
I was just going to say, me and my boyfriend have been together 6.5 years. We got together our senior year of high school.
Good for you.
So very nice.
When we hang out with all of his friends, or even a lot of my friends, every single one of them are, like, married and have a house and have 1 or 2 kids. And I just feel a lot of pressure, and I'm on him all the time. I'm like, really? When is this going to go any further?
Oh,
I'm telling you, there's a lot of pressure, you know, especially with media and stuff, but more so pressure on the ladies because your friends are getting married and having babies, and they're married, and you're like, oh, my God, where am I at? But, Rachel,
right.
I say you enjoy the single life. I say you drink those margaritas.
I'm not saying you twerk it on the dance floor. I'm saying I don't enjoy it. I'm just saying it's a surreal experience when you go and you see everyone that you graduated with, and they are the Waltons. They have like 6 kids,
right.
And you're just like, whoa, I'm just over here, you know, playing on my Twitter. That's what I've got going on.
Hey, we appreciate the call. You have a good day, all right?
You too.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.